I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. And on newsstands now is the December issue of Cincinnati Magazine. And as it says in big balloon letters on the cover, Best of the City. And here to talk about it is Cincinnati Magazine Deputy Editor Amanda Boyd Walters. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, always look forward to this time of year, and it's always fun. And a lot of folks think of the best of, well, where they go and vote, and you'll see five of something. But Cincinnati Magazine does the best of 2012, the best of the city 2012, a little bit differently.
We do. A lot of the best of the cities, have reader voting and things like that. And we do have an aspect of that this year. If you go to our website, we have five categories available that people can vote on their favorites for. And I can't remember all of them. I think one of them is donuts. So all of you pastry eaters out there should go and vote.
Have to try them all, yeah.
Exactly. But what we try and do every year to keep it fresh is we keep the categories from repeating. So we have a 3-year ban on, we can't go back and do something that we've done in the past 3 years. And we're always looking for new and different and exciting and fun things. It's a great time to put this list together. We have an offsite meeting late summer. The editors get together and throw out things that they know, things that their friends have told them, their personal experiences, and then the inevitable questions of, do we have a really great whatever? And can we find that? And those are always the most fun because it's like, yeah, I heard of a guy who does this. Or, oh, man, we tried to do that a couple years ago and we couldn't find it. So, that's a lot of fun. It's a great way to keep it fresh every time.
Well, and I talk about fresh, I am surprised, well, knowing the process you go through and not the same category for 3 years and having to come up with some new stuff. But I'm also struck by how many new things that there are. New things. It's exciting to see all this stuff happening in Cincinnati.
I know. It's really a lot of fun. I have worked on this story in one form or another for, this will be the 12th year, and it does not get old. It really doesn't. It's always fun to see what we're going to come up with next. And this year, I think we've come up with a really great package of stuff for people to go out and eat and shop and try and do. And it's always so much fun.
Well, it's interesting. You have basically have one thing for each category, and the categories just range all over the place. How many categories are there? I mean, I didn't count them, and they're not labeled. But.
Well, we have 128 of our favorite things is what it says on the cover. So we have 128 winners.
Okay.
There are 128 bests. There are some categories. There are a couple sidebars in here where we, like, picked six cookies, and those are all bests. So.
Oh. I bet that was hard to do.
That was really tough. That was a hard day at the office, let me tell you.
Well, some of the categories, best outdoor yoga.
Oh, yes.
In Alt Park.
In Alt Park, yeah. Live music, lots of fun there.
Happening, of course, in the warm weather.
Yes.
As it goes. Riverside Bar.
Yes.
Yeah, quiche. You do spare parts, gallery scene, music festival, custom lamps. Beer events, pedicures, bar redos.
It's something for everyone, truly.
And I guess this gets the whole staff involved, too.
It really does. It really does. We have the entire staff gets involved. We have some trusted freelancers that we know that they have particular expertise, with kids stuff or in a particular area of town, or they've proposed a particular idea that they're really interested in tracking down. And so we get as many people involved, and I try to push them to make sure that they're exploring all of the different options, because just because you think you know the best pedicure in town, maybe you should try a couple more places and see. And we always end up with a few things that are like, yeah, I thought it was going to be this, but as a matter of fact, it turned out to be this. And that's always so much fun.
So what are your some of your favorite categories from this year?
Oh my gosh.
I know there's 128.
There
Amanda,
are so many, I can't really, it's like picking your favorite child.
Well, that's what they say.
Although one of my favorite things is the lunch special that we write about, Jean Robert's $14 lunch tray.
Oh, yes.
If you have not had it, you should run and not walk and go to the bar at table, sit down and have a 4-course lunch. Really treat yourself. It's absolutely amazing, and it's $14. It's crazy bargain.
good for whatever ails you.
Exactly. The cure for a tough day.
Well, totally. I mentioned the outdoor yoga and the like, and there is a mix of places to go, things to do. things to see. Even down, I see, just turning the pages here, Shop Window, the Spotted Goose Company.
Exactly. In Oakley Square, they have a really, it's a really adorable children's shop. They have really wonderful things for small people, which is great. And they always make a great effort to have a creative window display. The picture in the magazine shows some trees made out of coat hangers. It's kind of a winter, Christmassy kind of scene. And that's just such a really inventive thought to create those trees out of those hangers, and it's just very charming.
What do you think was one of the most offbeat of the categories this year?
Oh my gosh, we have so many. I think guerrilla art is one of the sort of out there categories, where we talk about the Cincinnati Yarn Bombers, where they knitted a bus cozy to cover a metro bus.
Yes.
And then, you know, the picture in the magazine is of the Cincinnati statue with his leg warmers on and everything. I think that's pretty out there.
The Yarn Bombers do some great stuff.
They
bombed the medians going down Central Parkway.
Exactly.
I think last year, and just wow.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of fun.
A lot of wild things. Well, you're taking it a step beyond the magazine, too, because in each of the categories, you talk about each thing, but you don't give a lot of information.
Right.
But you have put together a PDF that has all that information on it.
Exactly. In the magazine, there's a tear-out spread that has the complete contact information for all of the bests. If, for some reason, your magazine is missing it, maybe somebody got to it before you and decided they were going to snag it, you can always go to CincinnatiMagazine.com. And we'll have that full contact information there as a PDF. You can download it. You could put it in your glove box, which is a great thing, because then you can, as you're popping around the city, you have contact information to call or check out an address or whatever.
So what is or was the easiest category to come up with, and what was the most difficult? What was the one that was difficult to nail down?
Ooh, difficult to nail down. I think one of the things that we had it wasn't difficult. I think it was more just overwhelming and difficult to sort of sort through was the kids camps.
Ooh.
That we did, because we wanted to try and provide a range of options for a range of different types of kid, because not everybody's got a kid that's going to want to go to soccer camp.
Mm-hmm.
You might have one that wants to do cheerleading, or you might have a kid who's more artsy, or you might have one that's just completely bouncing off the walls and maybe you should just send them to circus camp.
Yes.
And burn off some of that energy. I can think of a few little monsters that would be perfect for that.
Yes.
So that, I think, was probably challenging. And figuring out the best way to present it visually in the magazine, we kind of came up with a flow chart, like choose your own adventure, yes, no, that's kind of thing.
Do you really have kids? I don't know.
Yes, exactly. Do you have children? Are you
I
sure?
I want to go to camp.
Exactly.
The easiest?
Oh, the easiest. Gosh.
None that were just like, it's a boop. No.
No, I don't think there really aren't any or too many foregone conclusions. And I can't think of one this year that was just like absolutely positively, we have to do this.
So you made sure you did your research on each and every 128 categories.
We absolutely did. Absolutely.
As it goes along, I know that people will be offering up their own suggestions. And you mentioned a chance to vote on five categories. So
yes.
Readers do have a chance to express their. And I know when it comes to the best of the city at any time, there are always people who come up and say, no, but.
Oh, sure. And we love those people because we want to know. Like, tell us the things that we don't know. We try to get to as many neighborhoods and as many places as we possibly can. But sometimes that's not always possible. And, you know, if somebody else, and a lot of it is subjective. You know, I think these are the best cookies, but
yes.
You may have a different experience. It's a lot of it has to do with, you know, your personal opinions and things like that. But we have tried as many as we feasibly could, and we think that we are comfortable putting our stamp on these things as
well,
the best.
Thank you for all the hard work, you and everyone at Cincinnati
it's
Magazine.
It's a tough job.
Deputy Editor Amanda Boyd Walters from Cincinnati Magazine talking about the December issue, The Best of the City, 128 of our favorite things. You can find it where on the newsstands now, and visit their website through our website, wvxu.org, and maybe chime in with your opinion about the best of the city.